Coming up on show 1097, Rolls-Royce is working on an EV. It's called the Silent Shadow. Stick around, I got all the details. Also on the podcast, today, BYD delivering Spain's largest ever electric bus order. Details on the Tesla Cybertruck and its solar power. And this is interesting, how the UK will use EVs connected to the grid to make a virtual power station. Well, if you get any value from these podcasts, always consider a little support on Patreon. Much appreciated if you check it out, but no worries if not. Reminder, all patrons get their ad-free feed as well. Check out your Patreon dashboard to avoid the ads. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, Saturday 29th of May. My name is Martin Lee, and I've been through every EV story, so you don't have to. Elon Musk popped a quick tweet out. Of course he tweeted. He's tweeted about the Model S Plaid handover event on the 3rd of June. It's not on the 3rd of June. It's been put back by a week. June the 10th, Elon Musk saying the car needs one more week of tweak. Okay, which is nice and cute and all that. But I don't know if anybody had received... I've been searching, scouring Twitter over the last day to see if anybody has been saying that they had an invite to the event, the handover event, at wherever it was going to be, to get their Model S Plaid. I can't find anybody. So... you know, if invites hadn't gone out, I'm not saying they had or they hadn't, then people haven't got to amend or cancel travel plans at the last moment. But again, it seems strange a few days away from it and it's being delayed. All of this is the kind of stuff that any other car maker would do months before. It would then, you know, hundreds of vehicles would then go do testing all around the world. But of course, Elon Musk has said in the past, if you want a car that is completely finished, don't buy the first run of our cars. They ship early and those customers are beta testers, and those Tesla customers love it as well. So June 10th now for those cars that at the minute aren't done. All right, moving on. Well-known YouTuber, content creator, I believe I have to call these people. I believe I'm a content creator of all things. Marques Brownlee, or MKBHD, has about a gazillion YouTube followers. He's a tech reviewer, longtime Tesla owner, and he was invited to the Ford F-150 Lightning event to get his hands on the F-150 truck. And he says, far better than he expected and far better than Ford are saying. He noticed the F-150 Lightning, when he was driving it around, said 367 miles of range remaining at 80%. Based on his math, he claims about 459 miles would be the maximum. Now, he also claimed that the EPA figures of, you know, 230 miles for the small battery, 300 miles for the big battery, he claimed EPA figures were done with 1,000 pounds of payload, which is interesting because, of course, weight will affect an EV. Not as much as a gradient and not as much as towing, but it will affect, to a lesser extent, having the weight on board. Doesn't kill your range, but either way, not been confirmed by any other outlet, not that I can find today. One of the comments notes a follow-up video that he posted. He corrected his estimates because the math, he said, doesn't quite add up. The new extended range battery would be around 380 miles of range. So even if it's, yeah, somewhere around that region, not the 459 that he originally claimed and more like the 380 miles that then he revised it to, still that would be a very good amount of range for the Ford F-150 Lightning. 380 miles would be fantastic for the big battery pack, but I wonder why the discrepancy with Ford saying a much lower number. Interesting. We'll wait and see. Next, we'll talk about the Rolls-Royce Silent Shadow. It's an EV, and Rolls-Royce confirmed it's now working on an all-new and all-electric vehicle. The Silent Shadow will be an ultra-luxury car, as all Rolls-Royces are, offering full electric power to its customers, and it will happen this decade, they say. So they're giving themselves a 9-year window, let's face it. The BMW unit last year filed a trademark with the German Patent Office for the name Silent Shadow, a nod to the Silver Shadow model sold from 1965 to 1980, says Automotive News Europe. Regulation is catching up with automakers, with many countries like the UK planning to ban the sale of combustion engines and only allow even plug-in hybrids that do significant range on electric power. And now, while the pandemic suppressed vehicle demand in many regions, Rolls-Royce's production ended up being booked out for the entire year. Orders started to rise strongly from the fourth quarter of last year as the pandemic unleashed a free spending attitude, said the company's clients. When you think about it, a Rolls-Royce all-electric power makes a huge amount of sense, because apart from the range, which will be slightly down on the equivalent range of the petrol version, how far do they need to go? If you're driving one yourself, I'd be amazed. You're probably being... it's probably a company car, or you've got a few quid in the bank and you're being chauffeured around in your silent shadow. You know, Rolls-Royce go to the ends of the earth to make sure that you don't hear that engine and to make sure the engine runs smooth. And also there's a nice little stunt that one of the Car Wow videos did when they had a Rolls-Royce and they lifted up the bonnet and put a pound coin on, but not flat, as in stood the pound coin up on its side on the top of the engine block and revved the engine, and it didn't, you know, the coin didn't roll off. And it was an example of how they work so hard to make their cars as smooth as possible, with no noise, no vibration. And well, with an EV, that kind of comes as the part of the package. Makes sense, right, for a Rolls-Royce to be pure electric. I mean, can they get any more quiet? We'll have to wait and see, but that makes a lot of sense. Next, I love an electric bus. BYD, delivering Spain's largest electric bus order, the municipal transport company of Madrid, EMT Madrid, has taken delivery of 30 pure electric buses from BYD ahead of the handover schedule in Spain's largest ever single order of electric buses. The upshift in delivery schedule is even more impressive given the many and varied restrictions on travel and shipping and logistical complications with the pandemic. The handover follows an initial 15 buses. They were 12 metres long, delivered in May last year, the first time BYD has supplied vehicles to the Spanish capital. Since entering service, the 15-strong BYD buses have done over 300,000 kilometres, reducing CO2 emissions by 300,000 kilograms, which is mega. I love the more places get electric buses, it's great because people will ride them and they'll go, well, this is great, electric's brilliant. But also just because they, you know, from my days of being a cyclist in London, the worst experience was travelling behind or cycling behind a big red bus and an old London taxi cab. And that is, you know, no fault of the taxi drivers, because, you know, that is expensive to upgrade to a brand new taxi if it's not at the end of its life or whatever. There are electric taxis with their range extended black cabs now in London, but still, some of them would just chug out black diesel smoke. And the buses as well, some of them I took pictures of and sent them into the bus companies. I never once got a reply because they say, hey, you know, if you see some badly maintained vehicles, let us know. And, you know, sometimes just this cloud of black. You know, wonder so many cyclists in London would wear face masks long, long before we even thought about wearing them for a pandemic. Right, coming up, we'll talk about Tesla's driver-facing cabin camera and how EVs can create virtual power plants. Stick around for those details to come. Now, though, I want to talk about Tesla's Cybertruck, and a retractable solar bed cover has been revealed. Tesla's plan for a retractable solar bed cover on its Cybertruck has been revealed in a new patent application after the launch of the Cybertruck. Elon Musk said that its new electric truck would have a solar roof option, adding 15 miles of range a day if you live somewhere sunny, according to Electrek. Now, Tesla's design for the retractable bed cover with solar cells embedded literally within the cover that goes over and, yeah, keeps all your gear and your tools safe and locked away. It's impressive considering it's strong enough for someone to stand on that cover. It's got to be built tough if it's going to make it as a truck in the US. A truck bed cover integrated in the vehicle, says the patent application, configured to move through an opening formed between the cab and the truck bed and along a set of channels on the truck bed. The vehicle includes a motor engaged with a truck bed cover and configured to enable an automated movement of the bed cover alongside the channels. That's how they describe a solar cover on the back of the Cybertruck. Very, very cool. Next, several years after Elon Musk said Tesla rejected eye tracking as a method for measuring driver attentiveness because it's ineffective, his words, not mine, owners of new Teslas are now receiving vehicles up with an update, which it does indeed do a complete 180 on what he said previously. It is indeed the cabin camera, the long-rumoured, long-awaited confirmation that they are now turning it on. According to the notes in the 2021.4.15.11 update, the cabin camera mounted above the rear mirror will detect and alert driver inattentiveness while autopilot is engaged, says Engadget. Well, there's a famous and a white hat hacker, a green the only. He's been monitoring Tesla's progress in developing the software that watches drivers and showed what early versions of the system can recognize in some demonstration videos on Twitter. A few other videos posted in recent weeks show that drivers are starting to receive deliveries of the reworked vehicles with all of the necessary cameras in, but will it be as good as some of the systems that can literally monitor your eye movement in some of Tesla's competitors? You will often see the little kind of sensors buried in the dash ahead of the driver. Slashgear points out that the cabin camera works in conjunction with the original steering wheel sensors, which is a good thing, you know, for reliability. The update also notes that data from the camera doesn't leave the car, so there won't be any data sharing of your face and where you were looking at certain times, and you know, so I guess that's a good thing. Right, moving on. I love this story. A virtual power plant, a virtual power station is being created by EV drivers. Equivalent to the electricity generation of a gas-fired power station, it's being generated by UK Power Networks. New contracts for energy capacity are being awarded. I don't understand hugely how it works, but I have a rudimentary understanding of how the power system works in this country, in that they put out tenders or contracts for energy generation, energy capacity in forthcoming quarters and years, and you know, people can come forward and say, yep, well, we'll generate this much and it'll cost this, and yep, we'll generate that much and this is what the price is. New contracts for the energy capacity worth £30 million are now being awarded to 17 innovators in the space, including the likes of Octopus Energy. It makes it the UK's largest ever flexibility tender. Let me explain. The far-sighted move is making new opportunities for batteries and renewable energy, with 77% of the capacity coming from low-carbon sources in this latest round of auctions, says Automotive World. More than two-thirds of the new capacity, so of those people that said, yep, we can supply capacity to the grid when it needs it, more than two-thirds of that new capacity, which is 248 megawatts, is coming from EVs and the batteries inside them that happen to be plugged into the grid. You see, they're going to be smart charging, and when they're hooked up to the power networks, they will be able to give back to the grid, and there's plenty of trial schemes that have been going on proving that. Flexibility providers have been awarded contracts by the UK Power Network. Will recruit, their job will now be to recruit 25,000 EV owners to support the grid. UK Power Networks, already the largest company to sign agreements for using the power of EVs in the UK, is laying the groundwork for 2030 when they estimate up to 4.5 million new EVs are going to be connected to the network and a huge source of power. People always say, well, you know, when EVs are connected to the grid, it's going to take the grid down. Everyone's going to get home at 6 o'clock and everyone's going to plug in. There'll be blackouts. What about if the opposite is true? What about, because the EV batteries even now are pretty big, but you know, by the end of the decade you can either have a nice small lightweight battery, or if you want a big battery you can have that. Think about how much storage is going to be on our power networks, and actually it's not the opposite. Actually, the grid is supported, rather than it being weighed down by EVs, the grid gets supported by 4.5 million EVs in this country alone plugged in. Now, some of those will be part of various different schemes, like this scheme looking for the first 25,000 EV drivers to agree to plug in and let the energy companies manage your battery. So, of course, you can opt out anytime. If you've got a big journey to do tomorrow, you say, no, look, I want 100%. But, you know, if you've got 80% in your battery, and you know that you're just doing a few miles, a few chores the next day. That's where the algorithms work. Some of it's AI, some of it's on an app where you say, hey, I want to make sure that just leave me with 60% by the time I wake up. And if you want to sell a bit and then buy a bit of electricity, you do that. And so it all works itself out in the background. I don't mind getting involved in that, in being like, oh, I could sell at 6 p.m. and buy at 2 a.m. And or a lot of people don't want that. They want to plug their car in and know that when they go to work the next day, there's enough battery range in there. And if it means their home electricity is even cheaper, then that's great. Okay, moving on. Greco is supplying battery storage systems for EV fast charging. This is another huge area of opportunity for electric cars. We really, you know, we rarely talk about it, and I should do, because Greco, a provider of mobile and modular energy solutions, is putting smart battery storage into the Argonne National Laboratory. Argonne's incorporating the new battery storage into their fast charging facilities near Chicago, says Charged EVs. The 1 megawatt system is designed to enable ultra-fast charging by providing peak power mitigation and power quality services. So what they're doing is putting in chargers that can store energy, and that means that when you need to, you know, for want of a better phrase, dump a load of energy into a car very quickly. So a Porsche Taycan turns up that can charge at 270 watts, or a Hyundai Ioniq 5 or a Kia EV6 that can take 200 kilowatts plus, turns up at a charger that can deliver that amount of power. The thing is, if you want to then take that power from the grid in real time, the grid connection expenses can be huge. But actually, if you've got a battery inside the charger or connected to the charger somewhere that can deliver that power instantly. Now, of course, EVs ramp down, so the charging gets slower anyway, but also you are then unplugging, getting ready to go, driving off, all of that downtime when the charger isn't plugged into a car, it can then be taking from the grid, topping the battery back up. And that means if you only need a 20, 30, 40, 50 kilowatt grid connection, well, you can either save a lot of money or put more chargers in for what you would have spent. That's great news. I love stories like that, and how batteries acting as a buffer can save a load of money on upgrading the grid. Next, we'll talk about Skoda dealerships receiving second life energy storage. Skoda and the Czech company IBG Česko are cooperating and using old EV batteries from the all-electric ENIAC and plug-in versions of the Superb and Octavia as energy storage units at dealerships, says Chris Randall at Electrive. Energy storage manufactured together with their partners can hold up to 20 old car batteries at a time, or five of them from the ENIAC. In total, the capacity of the system is about 328 kilowatt hours, according to a statement from Skoda. The storage system can be coupled with a charging station. It works for fast charging stations up to a capacity of 150 kilowatts, and dealers can use the energy storage unit for, I don't know, intermediate storage of green energy from their PV system on the roof or something, for example. And I don't know where these batteries are coming from, because they've just started selling the ENIAC IV. So I'm wondering if this is, you know, I don't know, maybe they had 100 prototypes pounding around in the Arctic and in, you know, the desert for extreme testing. Whether when they decommission those prototypes, that's where the batteries are going. But certainly, they've just started selling them to customers. I'm not sure many of them are at the end of their life yet. So always good to hear about second life battery usage. But in Skoda's case, I wonder where those batteries are coming from. Anyway, get on to question of the week now with emobilitynorway.com. Do you have an opinion on hydrogen? Yes, no, doesn't matter what your opinion is. But if you do, let me know what you think of it for personal transport. We'll take the temperature of the audience of this podcast. Oh, my address, by the way, I should give out. Hello@evnewsdaily.com. So, yeah, if you want to, you can totally leave a little message on my inbox, which is hello@evnewsdaily.com, my email address, and always on Twitter. I'm at EV News Daily. Thanks to our premium partners on Patreon, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati, East nationalcarcharging.com and alohacharge.com, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, Derek Riley and his EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and of course emobilitynorway.com. Have a good and see you tomorrow, and remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.